Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy.
All right. I am going to step aside here and let our guest do her thing as part of our celebration and our support for what's going on today. You, Sonic, are the first program that we have with our new intro. Do you like the new intro?
I do. It's awesome.
Thank you. So this is your show. I thought it would be really great for you to kind of talk about, again, more around what's going on with the pandemic. Everybody's talking about reopening the country. People are protesting it. It's crazy out there.
You've got about
seven people waiting for messages, so you just let me know when you're ready to take calls and we can open up the calls. You got it. Go for it.
Before we do that, I want to give you guys an update. And the information that I've gotten has been absolutely phenomenal. Dr. Rashid Buttar, and you can look him up on YouTube. He's a medical doctor, and he actually was in the military as well. I think he served in several different he's actually a veteran, and I'm not quite sure. He was on several shows that I watched, and he is on fire about this COVID virus being a total scam, a false global, false flag. And it was all the idea of three or four people, including Bill Gates, who is actually Rockefeller, by the way. If you look at his lineage, he is an actual Rockefeller. Now it all kind of makes sense, because the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are the ones that are causing all the trouble on the planet, basically, alongside with the Pope and alongside with the Queen of England in Westminster. So that's the center for what I call pure distortion on the planet. And I'm being nice about it. So there's him, and then there's Dr. Shiva. I forgot his last name, but he also, he's not a medical doctor. He's not a practicing OR. But he is a scientist and does have a doctorate degree, and he actually also is really upset about this, and there's a lot of people that are actually veterans that are so angry right now because of the lies that have been told, the BS that has been told regarding this, basically the situation with what they're doing with the COVID. And you can actually, this guy is actually giving the actual numbers and stuff, Rashid Buttar. And of course there's Dr. Shiva as well that's giving this, and they're blaming most of this on Bill Gates, and they're blaming it on I forget the name of the guy that basically is supposedly, he's the advisor, he's been the advisor since Reagan, to all the medical advisor to all the presidents, and he is basically in bed with Gates, and he's in bed with Blix, and Blix's daughter is promoting this, and it's all to make money on vaccines. It's all to promote vaccines for one very sinister purpose, and that is to mark everybody with a chip. And what they're doing, which I love Dr. Rashid, because he said exactly what I've been saying. He said this is exactly what the Nazis did to the Jews. When they put them in quarantine, just like they've done with all of us globally. Then they marked them with a pen. They actually, basically what that means is that they actually tattooed them. Now they're wanting to do invisible tattoos. Same exact MO. Exactly. The same exact MO. And then after they tattoo you, and obviously they chip you, and that's why they want to put 5G up, you know, is because that's what tracks you and takes care of all of their surveillance. Then what happens is then they take you to the FEMA camps. And then they use you up till they can't use you anymore, and then they dump your body, and that's how they look at people. And basically, these people are eugenicists that want to get rid of 2/3 of the population, and they want to own and control the planet. And here's the good news, is that I had a vision of all this, oh my God, like 4 or 5 years ago, and it was just, the vision's a little bit, you know, it's because the players are different at the White House in D.C., but I literally saw that the country and the veterans and the military and the sheriffs, and I hope that, you know, the officers are listening to me, because you took an oath to the organic constitution against all foreign and domestic threats. And this is a domestic threat that we have upon our shores. So take heed of this. And so I just want to be really clear about that this COVID virus, and this Dr. Rashid explains exactly what it is. They said that they created it in the lab. They created it so that it would spread. And who created it? The guy that actually is the mastermind that created also AIDS in a lab. And he's the one that's been, you know, telling the White House, you know, presidents of the corporation, because they are a government, an interagnum government. That means they're not our real government. They were hired, they're our employees, to run the government for us. And what they did is they totally stole everything. It's like if you had a house, and let's say you were pretty wealthy, and you had maybe a 10-room house, right? And you had a couple of living rooms, and you had a chauffeur, and you had, you know, people that cleaned your house, maids, and you had a cook, and you had a gardener, you know, and you had a chauffeur, and you had all these people that were supposed to take care of your house, and all of a sudden they started to steal everything from your house. They started to use your cars. They locked you up in the basement. They started to use your money. They started to take your bank accounts. This is what happened to us in the United States of America with this government, with this interagnum government, which actually was hired and actually was put into position right after the so-called revolution, which we never really had. That's the other thing you have to do research on. We didn't have a revolution. You know, the West, the East with the South, that was all, again, their game that they played. And all the presidents that have been hired by Westminster, which is in the United Kingdom, and that's who runs these people in Washington, and these people in Washington are the people that run the people in the states of states, your governors, your supposed governors. And all their corporations, and they're all incorporated. That should give you a clue. And then they all are actually for-profit corporations. So the Department of Motor Vehicles, the FBI, the CIA, the Fraud and Death Administration, the FDA, all these agencies are for-profit agencies that are owned, and they're franchisees of basically Westminster and the United States Inc. Corp. And actually, they have changed names. They've used all caps, you know, for the United States of America instead of underscore or small United States of America. They've done a lot of deceiving games. And so what we have is a deceptive, fake, they're not even our government. They're basically government for hire is what they are. And all these people that are standing up, and they're going to, basically what I saw is that we're going to take our country back. And that these criminals that are part of you know, the New World Order. I'll just say it, and this is not like something that people can't easily find. And they're all in bed with each other. And I call them the Organized Global Crime Syndicate, because that's what they are. Want to overtake the planet, want to put everybody like they did in Germany, like they did in the Gulag. And if you notice, when you go shopping at your local health food store, or you go to, you know, some of the bigger stores, they actually are acting the same way that communist Russia was. When I visited there when I was a little girl, I got to visit it. And the food lines, the way you would have to stand in line to get bread, everybody have to stand apart, exactly what they did there, they're doing here. And you have been duped. Duped, duped, duped. Now, the blessing is, you know, and that's one of the things that this Dr. Rashid Buttar stated, is that Americans haven't given up their weapons. And one of his friends from a European country where they forced them all to give up their weapons, he said, you know, you're the only standing country where you have a standing militia. Means people, by the way. That's where the word militia comes from, basically, I believe, Hebrew, and it means people. So the militia here, the people here, are well-armed, and they didn't give up their weapons. When they were doing the false flag, you remember about 5-10 years ago, they were doing all these false flags about the school shootings, and, you know, and it was all a drill. Well, guess what? I have footage of a hospital in L.A. that had a little sign in front of it that said, we're doing a drill for the COVID virus, exactly what they did with these false flag events where they supposedly shot a bunch of people in the schools, they shot a bunch of people in clubs, and it was all fake. It was all, and this doctor is basically stating that what they're showing on CBS, NBC, all the supposed news reports, which they're not, they're all owned by the same people. They're owned by the Rockefellers. So all media is owned by the Rockefellers. And so they put out what they want, and they've put out fake information about Italy and all the people in the hospital. It's not even a hospital. It's not even a OR. You know, it's all fake. It's exactly what they did with the false flag with the guns. So they're back at it again. But now, you know, they have people sequestered in their homes. And I think people are not going to put up with this. And part of the plan for these criminals was to bankrupt the United States people. They've actually put 20 million people out of work. 20 million people are now displaced and out of work because of this fake pandemic thing that they created. And that was their plan. And then what they want them to do, scare everybody, is so that you want the vaccine, and now you got the mark, right? They're going to mark you with their, you know, their vaccine has this little microchip that now they can scan you, they can, you know, they can make sure that you're in line, that you're eating the food they want you to eat, no more supplements, no more freedom, no more freedom. So for those people that don't want freedom and you want to be in Auschwitz and you want to be in the prison camps, the FEMA camps, go at it. But for those of us that are going to stand for the Constitution and honor the Constitution, you know, and we came to this country to be free, right? We came in the pursuit of freedom, liberty, and happiness. And so a lot of Americans are not going to put up with this crap. And we're going to stand up. And my vision was 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I saw that there was a whole bunch, millions of people stood up in America, Americans, not veterans. And they all marched to D.C. They all marched from different states to D.C. and showed up there. And then the president of the corporation, remember, they're Walmart Corporation. They are not our real government. Was standing there giving orders to our military to shoot its people. And what happened in my vision is all of a sudden there was people in that they were telling them to shoot, and they were family members of this of these military people and Secret Service. And all of a sudden they went, oh, and they had the aha moment and turned around and actually arrested all these people in D.C. That's what happened in my dream, is that they all got arrested. D.C. was wiped and cleaned up. D.C. is not the seat of government for the United States of America. It's actually Philadelphia. That is our seat of government, our original real seat of government. This is all supplanted, faked, you know, and put out there. So I just want people to be aware. And to, I've been in the rabbit hole on so many levels about this. And I'm telling you, this is a major, major false flag. Are they people that have died from the coronavirus? Actually, no. They've actually died from being incubated. In other words, they put that tube down your throat and they did it incorrectly. And they died because the hospitals where the people had the most amount of deaths had 5G turned on. And 5G gets rid of the oxygen in the room. So here you are coughing, or you have pneumonia, or you have some kind of bad condition, and all of a sudden there's no oxygen. What do you think is going to happen to you? It's kind of if somebody throws you inside a pond and holds your head underwater, you're going to drown. That's what happened to these people. They didn't really die of the COVID, and you're having medical doctors tell you that. That's not coming from me. So go look at Dr. Rashid Buttar, Black Gates, Fauci. That's the guy. That's the definite criminal that's here. Fauci exposes fake pandemic numbers as economy collapses. And that was their plan, is to bring our economy to its knees. So it's time for people to stand up. And if you came to America to be free, and the land of freedom and pursuit of happiness, right, then we need to defend it. So the time is coming for that. So I will stop my rant about that. And let you know that, you know, this COVID thing also cannot survive in the heat. It cannot survive in the heat. And all these fake, these deaths that they fake that were COVID, these doctors are telling you exactly how they did it. Every single person that walked into a hospital, no matter what disease they had, they named it as COVID, left it as the numbers to fake all the numbers. So that tells you that these criminals, through the pharmaceutical industry, have been controlling all the hospitals. So the hospitals, instead of being of the people, for the people, they're controlled by these criminals who have faked everything, scientifically faked all kinds of things. And it's time for us to get back into reality, you know, and get some common sense happening on the planet and take our planet back and, you know, get rid of these psychopaths. You know, they're the psychopaths that need to be basically, you know, either under lock and key for the rest of their lives, you know, so they can do their crazy thinking thing, you know, and under lock and key, or, you know, those that actually violated the Constitution and have committed high treason, it's a death penalty. It's in the Constitution. And there's a reason for it. That's so that other people don't go, oh, they went soft on us, so we're going to do this again. And these people have done this over and over. They've done it in First World War, Second World War. They were trying to do a Third World War with China. That didn't work, so instead they created this pandemic. So that's kind of what I have to say about this. Do your research. Go look for it. Go to Next News Network. There, Dr. Shiva talks about it. Dr. Rashid talks about it. There's more and more doctors are coming out and spilling the beans. There's OR nurses that are spilling the beans about how this is a fake pandemic and how they're bankrupting the hospitals as well, by the way. Because of one thing, they want to vaccinate everybody. And Mr. Both Gates and Fauci want to make a ton of money vaccinating the whole planet because there's no money in vaccines. So it's just a money scheme, and it's a depopulation scheme. So, you know, we're at that in-games timeline. And, you know, if we want to create a new reality on this planet where we could have a golden age, we all need to come together. And basically, there's 7.5, almost 8 billion of us, and there's only 1 million of them. I think we could win. I think the odds are in our favor, and that's why they're trying to propel and get all these going. The only thing they have on their end, on their side, is that they have the fake illusion of money and power that they can roll these things out. But I believe that if you have millions and millions of people, you know, our military is not going to turn against us. Our armed forces are not going to turn against us. And certainly, you know, the sheriffs who took an oath to the Constitution, you should take it very seriously, especially you sheriffs, you know. And as well, the police, which used to be peace officers. They didn't used to be police. Police means policyholder. That's what the word police means. And all they're doing is holding the policies for the martial law courthouses that we have that are running the C jurisdiction, which is actually from Westminster, the UK. So all our courts are bowing down to the Queen of England. So they have committed high treason too, haven't they? So we have a lot of enemies on our shores, and some of them are innocent. Some of them are innocent attorneys that don't have a clue. If you have a bar card and you're an attorney, you violated the Constitution. So everybody needs to wake up, smell the coffee, read the Constitution, learn about the country that you're living in, you know, and start, you know, start chipping in to, you know, creating the golden age, because that's where the rubber meets the road, and that's what we're going to get to right now, is that I do see that we are going to succeed. I do psychically, so that I could put everybody's mind at peace, and they're like, oh, we are going to go through a little bit of tribulation, you know, but in the end, what I see is that we are going to be successful. We're going to kick all these parasites, you know, and all these psychopaths, very crazy people that should have been in a mental institution, shouldn't have been let out, you know, or in ancient times, what a native just did is when you had a psychopath, and you could tell that they were psychopathic since they're little children because they're wanting to kill everybody. They would run them off the reservation. They would run them 100 miles away from anybody and leave them alone in the forest to fend for themselves. And so that's what happened to psychopaths way back then. And then all of a sudden, kind of we forgot and got infiltrated by them. And that's all these 1 million people are, is a bunch of psychopaths that want to do their agenda. You know, Agenda 20, Agenda 2030. Look into it, the Georgia Stones. It's all around us, you know, and part of them feel guilty because they've had to display all this and show all this to us. But it's time for us to stand up and take a stand, you know, because I'm certainly not going to go into prison camps called FEMA camps. So the other thing I want to tell everybody here is if you do get the stimulus check, that's what they're called, the COVID relief fund check. Do me a favor. When you sign it in the back, put accepted as a gift, because this is one of their other scams. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that we've turned over all the assets by accepting this document and accepting this measly $1,500 check. Okay. You need to actually endorse it, means signing the back of the check, or if they even send it to you electronically and deposit it into your bank account, you send a letter to the government saying, I accept this COVID-19 relief fund as a gift. It is a gift. I am not giving them up any of my assets or my rights to the land jurisdiction. So just keep that in mind. All right, I'm going to get off that rant, and now we can take some calls.
Hello.
You're on the air with Sonic.
How are you?
Thank you.
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
And I loved all your information. I'm well aware of it, so thank you. I'm actually up in Canada, so.
Oh, awesome.
I believe our leader is also corrupt. But, yeah, let's get to my life.
Actually, Polly, you should look at Polly. She's from Canada, and she also disclosed all this, did a phenomenal job on YouTube. But let's look at your life. Good idea.
Okay, cool. Oh, you just – that was awesome. Thank you. So I'm curious what's coming for love. I actually – reached out to my coworker to introduce me to a coworker, which is kind of crazy, but in this situation, I'm like, I felt a connection with him and we kind of met online, and I'm just kind of wondering what you're picking up with James and me, and it maybe it's not even him that I'm supposed to meet. Please and thank you.
Yeah, let me tune in. So his name is Jace?
James.
Oh, James. Okay, great.
Yeah.
You know, here's my concern for you, is that he tends to be a very cool cucumber.
Okay.
And it takes him a really long time. It's almost takes him too long to warm up to someone.
Okay.
And so that's all fear of intimacy is really what it boils down to. And he is a project.
So I'm just, okay, I don't need a project.
You don't need a project, exactly. So I'm just giving you a heads up that he would be one of those people that would be a project.
Yep.
So, you know, I feel like you are actually going to meet somebody else. And I feel that that's when that happens is when you're not looking. It literally happens you finally come at peace with yourself and you're happy with yourself and you're not really interested in being in a relationship except for yourself and the divine, that you feel so fulfilled that you radiate that frequency out, you know, and when you actually start to interact with your divine masculine as if you're already complete because you truly are, when that happens, and you don't worry about the external, you know, and you're just like happy-go-lucky. It doesn't matter if I'm, you know, if I have a partner or if I don't. And you're totally, that's when this is going to happen. And I feel like you're close. You actually have been practicing what I'm saying. You know, other people share this with you. And I get like that you're super close and you thought maybe this would be a spark. But I feel like when this occurs, you're not going to have to effort anything. It's magnetized towards you, so it's gonna come to you. You don't even have to look for it. You know, it's gonna be one of those that you're gonna be sitting, what I saw is like sitting in a restaurant, you know, kind of like a restaurant bar kind of place. You're gonna be with some friends, you're gonna be laughing and having lots of fun, and you know, this restaurant bar kind of place at, I think, Friday nights or something on the weekends, not right now, but once we all get rid of the lie that's happening globally, that's going to start happening, and you'll be at a place where there's a band and they're playing and then you're having lots of fun with your friends, and all of a sudden this guy is going to come up to you and ask you to dance, and it's, you know, he's going to be like enthralled with you, you know, and he's going to be more your vibrational match. You know, he's going to be like, you're going to be kind of like, you're going to go, wow, you know, did I dream this up? How did this happen? You know? And you, like I said, there will be no effort. No effort for you, no effort for him. It'll just be this like organic coming together, synchronistic event.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yay. So, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. In the meantime, keep working on yourself.
Yep, I have been over 6 years now. Thank you so much. Blessings.
You're so welcome. Blessings to you, too.
Unmuted.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. My name's Lisa, and I hope I get a check, and I'm going to write a step. Thank you for the advice. That's been marvelous. Thank you very much, because I am going to do that, and I'm happy that you said that. We need to know that. So I have a question. I'm glad I got in. It concerns me and a gentleman. There's a situation where, and I'm asking the, you know, guy with love, like, you know,
sure.
I do believe in love.
Of course.
So I want to know if him and I are going to be able to still communicate where we see each other face to face and talk, is he trying to sort the problem out and fix it?
So is he trying to solve the problem that you guys have between the two of you? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, there is an individual who said to him lies, and I didn't do that, and he knows he didn't do that, but he needs to clear it. And besides that, we're also friends, and we also have a romantic interest. So
okay.
I just want to know if question is, do you see us being still some form later, where he comes, we meet either at a place when after the economy opens, or like, do you see it? And basically, do you see us talking face to face? It could be at my home in the front door, it could be where he's at, and trying to resolve the problem.
Can you
ask if his letters with the he starts with the letter L.
Okay, great. Thank you for turning the radio off.
And I apologize.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I see. There's still that echo. Here's what I see with him. I'm going to try and ignore it. I see that he's not taking responsibility for the situation, and that he's acting very immature about it. Just letting you know what I see. And so I think the best approach with him is to kind of like distance yourself a little bit and kind of like, I'd say in a week or so, revisit this with him and say, hey, I need resolution for this, you know, and I'm not blaming anybody. That's the way to come about it. You know, it's not to put blame on anyone for this, just, you know, to make a statement and say, look, we need to fix this, you know, and I need a resolution. How can we, and say, I need resolution now, you know, so that we can move forward. And that's what I see.
So I guess I want to ask you, do you see when you're seeing that he doesn't care how I feel, or he don't like me no more?
I didn't say that at all.
I'm sorry. I mean, then you did not say that. Well, can you see if him and I are still going to be able to talk face to face?
Yes. You are in a week. Can you turn the radio, can you turn off on your computer, can you turn off the volume? Or get off of, if you're on the phone, if you can get off of Blog Talk Radio, because there's an echo.
I will be disconnected, so I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Do you see him? I did what you told me, but it's still not working, and I'll make it quick. Do you see him coming to my home later?
Yes, like in about a week's time is when I see it. 7 days from now.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Pleasure talking with you. Thank you for the accept on checks. I am going to do that. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right. Next person.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hey. I just want to ask a question about a female that I was at this convenience store, and actually I was purchasing a sub sandwich.
Uh-huh.
She was fixing it, and her name is Jaylen.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't say anything inappropriate, but I went back and I sat to the table and talked to a male friend of mine. But a police officer came in and went straight to her and started talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen her yesterday at a grocery store, And she walked in, and I seen her mom, and I know her mother because we went to college together. But I just want to know, is this girl, is she interested in me, or is she calling the police on me when her and I have a conversation?
Okay.
It seems like the police pop up.
Yeah. Okay, so I got to tell you this. She definitely is a... He is intimidated by you.
Really?
I immediately saw that. Yeah, like the moment you go up to her and talk to her and she's doing your sandwich for her, you need to, from now on, keep it very neutral. You know, like no interest whatsoever, and just you're just ordering food. And that's
right.
It. Okay? Because you get too personal with her, and that really makes her nervous.
Okay, well, did she call the police on me the two times that we, especially yesterday?
Especially yesterday, yes. She just, you know, she has somebody that she knows that is like a cousin or a friend of hers, you know, a cousin of a friend of hers that actually works in the police force in the local area, you know, and,
uh-huh.
you know, so she has... you know, kind of free pass because the police doesn't like it when you call them too much, you know, because
right.
it's a distance. So, you
yes.
know, you make her a little bit, you make her a lot nervous. I'm going to be honest with you. And sometimes when you talk to her, you get too personal, you know, and that makes her really nervous, you know, and I see that she's kind of petite, she's not a big woman, and she gets easily intimidated. So what I'm going to suggest for you to do is either go to another Subway shop or... You know, I do feel like you have an attraction towards her, but she doesn't towards you.
Uh-huh.
So that makes her very, very uncomfortable.
Okay. I told her, she said that she was going to friend me on Facebook yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. Did her mom call her into the store? Because she was sitting out in the car, but I was sitting, I was in the store waiting for a shopping cart. And but she walked in, and she didn't buy anything. She stood straight at, she went straight to the service desk.
Uh-huh.
And she was looking towards my way, but her mom was already in line, which I already know her. So make a long story short, I text her on Facebook. I said, look, don't worry about adding me to as a friend with you. I said, because I know your mother, and she's a very nice lady, and then because we went to college together. And then
mm-hmm.
I said, every time I talk to you, the police pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, so I blocked her out. I blocked her.
Right. Right.
And so will that make her feel better because she is into women?
Yeah, you know, that probably will make her feel better, but what will make her feel even better is when you go to the shop to order food, just order food and don't talk about anything else. Like, walk in there like you didn't know her. Just like if you walk
right.
into another Subway restaurant, and you didn't know the person that was at the, and you go, hi, I'd like blah, 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 blah. Thank you. You know, and you pay. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, does that clear the air with the message I sent her yesterday?
Somewhat, yes.
Because she doesn't work at the convenience store anymore.
That's fine. You know,
she said
she was at the sub restaurant. That.
Yeah, she was, but now she works as a... firefighter, as a fireman, a fireman
okay.
or whatever.
Okay.
And so, but, I mean, how did she take it when I sent her that text message on Facebook?
Well,
and
you
then,
know,
and then,
that's fine. I mean, that what you did was the right thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
However she takes it, it doesn't matter because you did the right thing by blocking her and not having anything to do with her.
Okay, you don't see me having any problems with her down the road?
No.
Or the police?
No.
Or the police?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay, but that's why, okay, that, it was just weird, you know? because I just picked up on it. I was like, every time I talk to her, the police pop up.
Yeah.
I mean, what in the world of problem?
Yeah.
So, but she was friendly and talking to me.
Yeah.
You know,
weird.
And then, but I think it has a lot to do with her relationship with other women. That's her personal business. But, I mean, I was just being friendly at the store. I never asked her out or anything. Got in her space to make her uncomfortable. But that just, I guess, the way she is. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the way she is. So just give her lots of space. And don't approach her.
I,
if she's at the store, if you see her around town, don't approach her. Just stay
away
from
her. I have nothing else to do with her. Because I know she turned the text over to the police officer, I assume.
Yes, she did.
And what did they have to say about it?
They basically said as long as, you know, just if he leaves you alone, then there's no case. We'll just leave it.
Because I didn't even know I was bothering her. Because she the one said she'll add me. And she
like
the one said, say, oh.
She's intimidated by you. And she's not going to say that to your face, Marvin.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's what I saw. So, you know, when people are intimidated or they're afraid of somebody, they're not going to tell them, I'm afraid of you. You know, they're going to take other actions. So, that's what
she's real quick to make her that negative decision like that.
That's
real crazy. So, I'm just going to leave her alone because
that's my advice, too.
Because I think I've seen her, the same car be passing by my house, my apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if she just riding by to see where I'm living. I think she knows. Does she know where I live?
No, she doesn't.
Because she said, oh, I know you. I know you. I know exactly who you is. That's what she said yesterday. I'm like, how do you know all that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, just being friends. But she didn't have to stop when I said, hey, Jaitlin. She could have kept walking.
Right.
So
from now on, instead of getting in, because there's other people that I need to answer their questions, by the way. I don't mean to cut you off, Marvin. But
yes,
you know,
I understand.
Yeah. Like,
do you do readings offline?
I do. I just don't
contact you
for free. You can find me on sonicnova.net, SONICNOVA.NET.
Okay, is it on the Blog Talk Radio? The website?
My website out? I don't think it is.
Okay, because I will have definitely some more questions I would love to ask you today.
Sure.
If you'll be available.
And what you could do is just write down Sonic, SONICNOVA.net.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I thank you.
Thank you, Marvin.
All right. Okay. Melvin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So there's a question from the chat from Kitty. She's concerned about her health. She's been feeling stress, body aches, headaches, and difficulty sleeping. Oh, and I know exactly what it is, Kitty. Oh, my God. Okay, so, and maybe, Angel, you can help me with this. Like, if she chats back, what I see is that you're in a heavy EMF zone. Electromagnetic frequencies are, like, all over the place around you, and that's what's causing the body aches, the stress, the headache, and difficulty sleeping. Those are typical environmental signals, messages that your body's picking up of having too much electromagnetic frequency around you, too many cell towers, too many smart meters. You are drowning in it. There's certain things that you can do in your home. And I don't know if you live in an apartment or a house or what your situation is if you're renting. When you're renting, it's really difficult to deal with this because there is actual paint that you can paint your house with that stops the electromagnetic frequency from coming in, and then you can put things on the windows. But that's what I see as your problem. If you're, and like I said, I'm not sure about your situation. If you're able to move, when you actually move, you want to find a place that's away from cell phone towers because you have all kinds of interference, electromagnetic interference, and it causes our bodies to get very, very sick. And you are definitely what they call EMF sensitive. And so a way to test this so that you will, I can prove to you that this is what's going on and make it really simple for you, is what you can do right now is, like, if you're not working, and I don't care about this COVID because it's a lie, and if you can get in your car and go out into the country, then what you need to find is a place where there are kind of like two big rocks, you know, where the electromagnetic frequency can't go through the rocks. And what I mean by that is a canyon, like go into a canyon area and just sit there for about 20 minutes. And if all your symptoms start to go away, your tiredness, your headache, you know, you're feeling like really body aches, all that disappears, you know it's electromagnetic frequency. And you need to know that you need to find a place that doesn't have smart meters, you know, so you have to opt out of the smart meters. They've done all these horrible things to us, you know, and now they're trying to 5G us to death, literally, because those are all military weapons. And so if you can do that as a test, and your body starts to relax, you know, like if you can go into a place that, like I said, into where there's a canyon or there's two big rocks or there's none of the cell phone towers are there, you know, close to the ocean. If you live by the ocean, I'm not sure where you live, you know, all of a sudden you'll realize, you'll go, oh my God, you know, there it is. You know, there is the rubber that meets the road, and your body will totally relax, and you'll stop feeling the interference. And if you know that's the case, then when you go back home, you need to do something environmentally. That's Less EMF is one of the websites where you can buy this paint that actually helps with reducing the EMF radiation that comes through your house. You can actually, on the smart meters, if they're by or close to you, and if you're in an apartment, that's the problem because they usually have 3 or 4 or 10 or 20. My God, they're killing people with this stuff. You have to block the EMF radiation from the inside of your apartment. And like I said, this website, and I'll give it to you in just a second because I usually send people to this website, is, Less EMF is what it's called. So look for lessemf.com, okay? That's the name of the website, lessemf.com. They have paint, they have all kinds of screens, they have all kinds of things that you can shield your house with it so that you're not being zapped. Like, they're zapping us like bugs. Oh, God. And that's what's going on with you. So hopefully that answers your question and resolves your issue. And you need to do this before you actually really start to get sick, physically sick. Because this technology, and that's the other thing that this doctor, I love this doctor, Bouchard, he basically stated that it's actually causing cancer in people. Okay, great. I'm ready for the other caller. All right, Kitty, take care. Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I wanted to see what you see coming up for me, either in work or love or health.
Okay. So what I see coming up for you in work or love, is that what you said?
Yeah, or health. Health as well.
Health as well. Well, we're going to cut it kind of short. So pick the one you want the most. Tell me which one. Work, wealth. What was it? Work, I guess, wealth or work. So go ahead.
Or love.
Or love. Okay, so which one do you prefer? Love, work, or health? What's more important to you right now?
I guess it would be love.
Love. Okay. And right now you're single, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Okay. So here's what I see. You don't want to repeat the same relationship you had, right?
No, that's been many years ago. Mm-hmm.
Right. That was bad.
Well, I thought it was good at first, but then when I looked underneath the surface, it wasn't so good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, that happens because we tend to have our egos pick our relationships because they're familiar. You know, so what we do is we think, oh, the guy's great, and I'm so excited, and I'm so in love with him, and all of a sudden he turns to be, you know, a monster underneath because, you know, that's what's familiar. You know, and one of our parents played that role. So this is why I tell people it's really important for you to be what the example of what you want to see in the world, like literally.
Right.
So you being the example of divine love with yourself, and I'm going to give you the advice that I gave this other woman that we first started the show with.
Right, I'm not looking. I haven't been looking, if that's where you're going.
No. I'm not saying that at all, and I'm not telling you to look at all. I'm just saying to really get into that place where you really are happy with yourself and you could give two hoots about if you get in a relationship or not.
That's where I am now.
Great. Then keep doing that, because as you do it, the closer it's going to get to you. I don't see it right there right now, like I said, but I do see that you're magnetizing somebody that, and here's the thing I want to tell you. This person that you're magnetizing is not at all what you're used to or what you're familiar with. And this person may seem to you really like dull and boring, but they're not. Because,
okay,
you know, you want somebody with fire and stuff, and that's what's got you in trouble.
Exactly. You're right. Yes.
Uh-huh. So this guy is going to be very kind of subdued and quiet, and he's just, awesome. He's very heart-centered, you know?
Oh, beautiful.
And I see him, like, in the next few months, he's going to show up in your life. So, you know, if you get this idea of, like, oh, God, he's so dull because he's so slow, just, like, hang in there, you know, and get to know him, you know?
Okay.
And don't be so hard-pressed to, like, you know, shoo him away because he's not what you're used to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm used to the kind of flashy kind of,
bad boy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what gets you in trouble. So this guy's not like that.
Not so much bad boys. It's just the ones that will really commit.
Okay. Well, this guy definitely is very quiet, very subdued, very spiritual, you know, and he will commit. But he's not your average type. You know, he's not what you are, like, familiar with, like I said.
Is that, are you speaking from appearance-wise or just from an inner being-wise?
I'm talking about energetic-wise and also his manner. You know, it may not be like the way what he looks like. It's more his manner, the way that he approaches life, his emotional state of mind. You know, he's very centered, you know, and he's very calm, and he's a man of very few words. And that sometimes drives a lot of the women that he's been with crazy, because they want to make him a girlfriend, and he's not. You know, he's a man of few words, but he's very wise. So the words that come out of his mouth are like, wow, you just got to listen and go, you know, he just said like five words and they're so deep and profound. And most people miss the boat. So what he usually does is if women don't get him, you know, he tries to give them a chance for 2 or 3 or 4 months, and then when they finally don't get him, he just walks away.
Okay.
It's and one of those.
And this is within the next few months, you said?
Yep, I said within the next few months, which, you know, probably I'd say like June, July, right around August is when I see this happening.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. This would be great.
Yeah. Come back and let me know how it goes. I said come back and let me know how it goes.
Oh, I certainly will. Definitely. Definitely.
Awesome.
Thank you so very much.
You're so welcome. All right. All right. So, let's see what we could talk about while we wait. Yeah, I guess I could do that. I'm just like thinking about if people want to go to my chat on sonicnova.net and ask me a couple of questions there, I'll be available today. And I'll be happy to answer some of your questions just real brief, because I'm going to do that just like as a peace offering for free. And then, you know, for those of you that really have burning questions, you can actually book a session with me. So I guess that's part of what I can do today. And actually, we only have a couple of minutes left. So I'm hoping that this kind of helps people in this time when we're having these challenges, and that we come into a place of like unification as a society. And what I mean by that is, it doesn't matter what your religion is, what the color of your skin is, what your language is. This, and that's basically, you know, that's one of the things that I want to close the show with, is that that's one of the things that I saw that was so spectacular. That these people that are think they're the controllers, I call them the psychopaths, you know, they want to always divide and conquer, either using the color of our skin or where we were born, you know, or where we came from, you know, our the language that we speak, all those things. And what's blowing my mind is that we're all coming together, you know, as the human kingdom. It doesn't matter what our outer appearances are, that we are. And I saw this actually with the yellow vests, and there's been a revolution happening, and you don't know about this, in France, and that's why they did the COVID virus there too, and everywhere, is to try and stop it. But I saw Muslims standing by Christians and by Jews, and, you know, and all these people coming together to rebel against these criminals, you know, that are basically, that have stolen everybody's money. They've stolen, or tried to steal our liberties, tried to steal everything. And it's just an amazing thing to see us coming together as human beings, one human being to another, and them not being able to divide us, separate us anymore. So I want to like close the show with that, to just remember that we are the same species. You know, we in the human kingdom are the same species. And when you meet somebody else that's the same species as you, you know, that we have a purpose here on the planet. And it doesn't matter if your purpose is big or small. You're here to shine your light and to show the eminence of the divinity that you are. So radiate that out, because we need that on the planet right now so that we can enter into the golden age. And that would be my like closing statement, is like, we are coming into a place where we're going to get to choose. And the wheat is being separated from the chaff. And what that means is that we're being separated from the controllers and the abusers of power. And that we will actually, if we come together, and we are coming together, that's the amazing thing. I don't say if we are coming together as one organism, you know, as one tribe, no matter what our colors are, no matter where our religions, and no matter what our beliefs are, you know, political beliefs, that we're coming together as a tribe, as the human tribe, and that we will come into a golden age. And with that, I guess it's time to close the show. All right, you guys. This is awesome.